The biggest obstacle is the level of education of management, because if management doesn't understand how to transform their business, what does it mean transforming to digital, what does it mean automating processes, they will not do that. Our company's main mission is to educate businessmen and top management, to teach them what does it mean being more digital, transforming to digital, what does it mean automating the business and how to do that.
Hello everyone and welcome to the EVN Disrupt podcast. My name is Nejdet Zatharyan and I'm the editor of the tech section here at EVN Report. Our guest this week was Haik Markaryan, a digital transformation consultant. We spoke about Armenia's business environment and the need for digital transformation across the economy, especially in traditional sectors such as agriculture, retail, and manufacturing. Haik detailed the processes of going from pain point to digital solution and the importance of strong management to make any solution work. Thank you for listening. Haik, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you too.
Haik, let's start with a little bit of your background. Tell us how you got into the world of business automation and entrepreneurship.
Okay, well, I'm a management specialist by education. I've been graduated from French University, Faculty of Management, then Master's in Finance, then second Master's in American University, ISM, Industrial Engineering and Systems Management. So I'm a management specialist by default. So I've been working in this sphere during something about 15 years in finance sector, then in private business sector, including production, services, distribution, business automation. I've been working in business automation for 4 to 5 years, implementing ERP systems and other business automation systems. During that period, I have participated in training by EBRD, and I'm a qualified EBRD business transformation consultant. Mm. So that's how I became a business consultant.
Yeah. What do we mean when we say business transformation?
That term is so broadly misused, I can say.
Misused, yeah.
Yeah, because there is no strict definition of what is business automation or what is business transformation. We can say that, well, let's use business digital transformation as a term. So digital transformation is the process where we change the inner business processes from manual processes to automated and digitally treated processes. So we can say that.
Maybe it's oversimplifying a little bit, but is it about implementing the right digital tools and solutions that will make a company's workflow just more effective and productive?
For sure. Yeah. First of all, it includes a systematization of business processes. And the second step is automation of the processes, all of the processes that we can automate. That may include sales, marketing, finance management, that may include production, that may include all the processes that we have in the company.
It's interesting, like we take a lot of things for granted, right? Like we take for granted how a product gets onto a shelf in a store for a consumer to buy. And one story I've told on the podcast in the past is a company I worked for in the past was a large manufacturing company, and we built some tools for them to automate their procurement pipeline. So automating how they decided what to order on what given month or what given week based on their needs, based on historical data and things like that. And when we were working with all of their different vendors, which were also really big companies in their own respect, it was shocking how you expect that some of these like bigger companies that are more well-established, they're very profitable, they have a lot of revenue, they must have these like really sophisticated systems that are guiding like their workflows. But what we found was when we were trying to integrate with some of their platforms so that we could help automate some of the things that we were doing, a lot of it was like just Excel-based, or like the CEO had been there for 30 years and he or she just knew that like, this is what I need to buy at this time and stuff. I think people would be shocked if they got sort of a peek behind the curtain as to sometimes how unsophisticated, for lack of a better word, the business world still is. And when you come in to implement a something transformative, like even if something as what we would think is as basic as an ERP, a solution that manages the entire company's resources, just how, not to use the word transformative again, but just how transformative it could be. And it's also interesting that maybe more developed countries like in the United States and in Canada, the government will often finance the purchase of an ERP for a company. So in Canada specifically, for instance, I could say at the time they offered up to like $250,000 for a company to adopt an ERP solution, because if that company worked more productively and more effectively, their revenues would be higher. And that means more tax money coming in for the government, obviously, and the better economy for the country. So that number, $250,000, like it wouldn't be invested without, you know, real data for just how much more effective a company can be when they have the right tooling in place. So where would you say we're at in Armenia with the sophistication of these systems and tools? Like on this podcast, we've mostly spoken about the tech sector, which is probably doing a bit better in these terms than the rest of the country. But when we think about just business more generally in Armenia, how would you evaluate where we are?
Well, we are well behind America, Canada, and other developed countries, that's for sure. Because in so many companies, they don't even understand what does ERP system mean, or what does CRM system mean.
Why should they pay for it?
Yes. The term CRM is more or less known by businessmen or managers, etc. And most of all, the business automation is related to implementing a CRM system in Armenia. And so few companies think about implementing an ERP system that will automate all the processes. That's the bad news. The good news is that we have a progress here. I am in this business for about 10 years, I can say, no, 8 years. I see a progress because in, let's say, 2017, 2018, nobody talked about the ERP system, and now so many companies already think about it and looking for a partner, for a reliable partner that could implement an ERP system in their company. I know that, I'm not sure about it, but I know that Armenian government has already some programs to help companies to implement such business automation products in the company. I know that EBRD has such program to help companies for digital transformation, but we are far from being invested by government for
implementation costs and
For $1 million or $500,000, etc. We are far from that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be necessary that much. Yeah.
I haven't worked with IT sector, unfortunately. That's why I don't know how is it right for IT sector to or not. But for the general, for traditional business, that's the situation.
What sector would you say is in Armenia is doing the best in that sense, outside of IT?
I think that's retail. Because retail is going to online, and that's why they have to adopt some automation and transform to digital tools. Mm-hmm. That's why I think that's retail. What the next will be distribution, I think, or the companies that work with partners abroad. So they see that programs, solutions, etc. abroad, and they try to adopt it. And I think the worst situation is in production and in more traditional businesses that like agriculture,
manufacturing,
etc.
What would you say is the biggest obstacle that those industries are facing to sort of embrace this age? What's stopping them?
Well, the biggest obstacle is the level of education of management. That's for sure. Because if management doesn't understand how to transform their business, what does it mean transforming to digital, what does it mean automating processes? They will not do that. So yeah. The biggest obstacle is that people don't even know how to do that. Managers, mm-hmm. businessmen, top managers, etc. And one of our company's mission, not one of the main mission, is to educate businessmen and top management, to teach them what does it mean being more digital, transforming to digital, what does it mean automating the business and how to do that.
You said something interesting earlier. You said retail is one of the sectors outside of tech that you think is doing quite well in mm-hmm. the adoption of these tools. So I moved to Armenia in late 2019, and throughout COVID, I noticed like a big transformation there in online offerings and things of that nature. Even just in something as simple as like delivery, I think there was a huge tick during COVID. Stores and companies that probably never thought about delivery before, like all started doing delivery. At the time, it felt, I moved from Toronto. At the time, it felt like there was more delivery in Yerevan than in Toronto. But probably Toronto went through the same thing during COVID, and now it's maybe the same. But would you say COVID was a huge push for business adoption of digital tools and stuff?
Yes, for sure. Because that pushed people to change their behaviors too. So the business sector had the opportunity to try to transform their businesses, and mm-hmm. even they had the chance to fail several times before succeed. Right. That's why the retail is far ahead from other right. sectors.
And it was done by basically necessity. Like during COVID, yeah. if you wanted to have a business,
they hadn't any choice.
Right.
yeah. yeah.
Let's go through the entire process of how you, so a client comes to you, they have these problems in their business and they're looking to adopt the practices and solutions that you've been preaching here today. Take us through the whole process, like from day one of the finding the client all the way to seeing a result in the transformation.
Okay. So we have three levels. The first level is just training, online training. The second level is group coaching, where we are working with top management in small groups, maximum with 10 people, where we learn how to transform businesses, and they try to do that by themselves, and I'm just giving feedbacks. I'm just helping them pass through this process. And the third level is the whole project I'm doing myself. So I'm working in the company for, let's say, 3 or 6 months or a year, and I'm leading the whole project of transformation. The project of transformation is consisted of the first level. The first step is observation of the company. The second is planning of the project. And then we are starting to implement digital tools, division by division or function by function, that depends. And the last step is closing the project and...
you mean finishing?
Yeah, finishing, yeah.
How do you determine the success of some tool that you've implemented at the company or some process? What are you measuring to come to that answer?
That depends on the process, but when we are starting to transform a process, we are setting the goal first of all. So we're setting at the beginning what are we going to achieve, and then we are just measuring whether we have achieved that goal or not. And mm-hmm. the goal may depend on the process. For example, if we are transforming the process of sales, the goal may be the volume of transactions that the sales department is able to treat. So if, for example, sales department has 10 salesperson, and they are able to treat, let's say, 100 applications daily mm-hmm. before transformation, right? And we can set a goal that after the transformation, after implementing digital tools, those 10 persons should be able to treat something like 300 or 400 applications. So we have the same resources, same 10 salesperson, but we have 4 times more productivity.
Right.
So that's how we measure.
Yeah. It's incredible that something relatively so simple as the adoption of one tool can like leapfrog a team's productivity by 4x. I say simple because oftentimes that productivity boost, it's not clear where it'll come from. But it seems like there's so much low-hanging fruit in Armenia. Like there's so much proven systems and tools that have been adopted around the world that you can add here to see really incredible gains, like you're saying, like 4x for a team. Is there sort of a number in your mind of how much we're leaving on the table by not having sort of wide-scale business transformation and digitization throughout the economy in terms of productivity, which then eventually leads to GDP growth and like gains in the economy? Do we have an idea?
In terms of GDP growth, I can't say, but I know that there is a statistics that about 95% of businesses are not digitalized in Armenia.
Wow.
So that's...
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that compare to maybe other countries in the region and in the world? Are we really behind in the region?
In region, no. We are... well, our neighbors are Georgia, Azerbaijan, Iran, or something on the similar level. But if we compare it with European countries, America and Canada, we are well behind. I am not sure that I remember the numbers in Europe or America, but I'm sure that we're well behind.
Well behind them.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We have a tech sector that is doing relatively well, but often the sector is focused on solutions for a very global market, right? Which makes sense, like they have to be. But oftentimes, we've spoken about this on the podcast before, there's a lot of solutions that the local market needs. Like, for example, we have a couple of companies that work in the agro-tech space, like building technology for the agriculture industry. But it can't be retrofitted for Armenia's agriculture sector because the scale at which they do it is for like massive crop farms in Iowa and like rural United States and places like that. But agriculture is a huge part of Armenia's economy, right? At least proportionally. Do you see opportunities for this tech talent that exists in Armenia, this industry that is fairly well developing quickly and has potential to be a bigger player in the future? Do you see this as a good opportunity for helping the transformation and digitization of the rest of the economy, or is it separate and kind of its own thing?
In my opinion, there are few Armenian tech companies that are focused on working on business automation sector. That's why I don't think that they can help in digitization of Armenian business sector. But on the other hand, there is a great potential of partnering between tech sector and business, traditional business sector, to create new great products or new great business models and going global with these business models. I think this is a great opportunity that our businesses don't use. For example, do you know company Russian company Dodo Pizza? This is this is a
big
fast food
chain.
Yeah, pizza chain. Mm-hmm. It's like Domino's Pizza. It's created in a small Russian country, and now it's a great chain not only in Russia but in post-Soviet countries in Europe. I know they tried to enter Chinese market, American market, etc., and they will succeed, I'm sure. And the reason they succeed is that they're first of all a tech company and not a pizza restaurant. It's first of all a tech company. So Armenian tech industry has the potential to create such tech companies.
How is it a tech company? I just
in
don't
order know. To manage that a big chain, you need a custom and well designed ERP system that will automate all processes. That's not a traditional business that just adopted, implemented an ERP system. That's a tech company that created a custom ERP system that is focused on their specific needs. And cooking pizza is the second priority for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a great company, automated company that solves all the problems with the supply chain, with the production, with the personal HR management, with sales, with marketing, etc. Wherever you cook, you will sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that Armenian tech sector is able to create such tech-oriented traditional companies, but I don't remember any example in Armenia, such example.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, for example, Uber and Amazon are considered tech companies. And yeah, a huge part of their business is tech. But Uber is what you just described with Dodo for taxis. Same with Gigi's, I guess, a good example of that. And they are
trying to go global.
Right, right.
We can't say that they are successful in going global. They are successful in Armenia, but not really yet in the rest global of the market.
And same with Amazon, like first and foremost, they're their business is logistics, but they're a tech company that does logistics, I guess you could say. Now they do a million things, obviously, but that's how they got started. Maybe like if you think about, it's a really interesting point that I hadn't thought about it, but if you think about other sectors that Armenia is known well for, like for example, wine, if there would be like a, I can't think of right now like how it would be, but like a tech first wine company or something would be interesting to see from Armenia.
That's real. For example, for the same wine company, if it focuses on agri-tech technologies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They have two parts in their business, agriculture and the rest of the business, right?
Right.
So they have two opportunities to focus on tech in their business, agri-tech and
like building technologies that would make the work done in like a vineyard and stuff more effective, productive, and then you would have an advantage over other wine companies in that sense because you're, I don't know if manufacturing is the right word, but I guess the manufacturing of your wine is done in a better way, and and then you can export that technology, for example.
For sure. Yeah,
that's really interesting. I hadn't thought of that. Let's say there's a business person listening to this podcast right now. They're from a traditional industry, not tech. Where they should start thinking about digitizing their company?
If you're not going digital, you will die soon.
Okay.
So the first thing you should do is to understand what is digital transformation. And the second thing is to understand what's the first tool that will make the greatest impact on your business and start to implement that tool as soon as possible, because we're too late already.
Is it the tool or like, because I would think like the average business person might not necessarily know about the tools. Maybe that's naive though. But they definitely know their problems, right? They know what's painful for them in their business.
Right, they should know their problems, but they also should know how the possibilities of solving their problems, because most of businessmen know that they have problem with sales, for example, or problems with marketing, but they don't even know how they can solve that problems. So the first thing they should do, they should explore how the problems they have are solved in different businesses and find the solution that makes sense for them.
Right. Yeah. Before we wrap up, I want to ask one more question about ERPs, because I've done a lot of work in it and it interests me as well. So I know there are a number of Armenian ERPs, or maybe it might be more accurate to call them like accounting packages in the market. And they're optimized to work with like the Armenian banking system, and that makes it easier for an Armenian company to adopt it as a solution. But there are also companies that offer solutions in Armenia for implementing international ERPs. Like I know there's one that does Odoo. There's a conference for Odoo in Armenia in the spring. Odoo, for those who don't know, is a it's a popular ERP system around the world. And then there's the bigger players like SAP and Microsoft's products and things like that. Do you think there needs to be a big push to, one, make these more mature, developed ERP systems like Odoo, which is open source and can be retrofitted for meeting the needs of any company, right? Like, I think the company that I was thinking of that hosted the conference, they've done some work to implement it with Armenian accounting systems so that the systems work well together and stuff. Is there a need to push the adoption of SAP, Odoo, and big ERP systems like that in Armenia? Or does the focus need to be on adopting local solutions, local ERP packages, and developing maybe more Armenian ERP solutions that are specifically for the Armenian business market? Hard question.
Yeah, I'll answer in several points. So first of all, let's make sure that we mean the same thing by saying ERP, because that's a term that is widely misused in Armenia. I know so many companies that claim that they are working on their own ERP system. They are creating an ERP system, but I haven't seen any Armenian tech company that has an ERP system that can be compared with international systems like SAP or Odoo, etc.
Their solutions are more akin to, someone listening might be familiar to, like QuickBooks or a simple accounting package, yeah, bookkeeping stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The reason is that that Armenian tech companies that were working on this sector are focused on solving problems for accountants and financial managers, and the rest of the business, they just haven't paid attention to the rest of the business, to business process automation, to marketing sales, etc. So Armenian solutions mainly focused on accounting, on financial management, etc. That's why we haven't any local ERP, major local ERP system. But I'm sure that the problem is not choosing the right ERP solution. The problem is understanding the problem and creating a complete and right terms of reference for the company. Because if you have created a complete and right terms of reference, that means you understand your problems and you understand how you want to your problems to be solved. Wherever solution you choose, you will succeed, more or less. But if you haven't, if you don't understand your problems, you don't understand how to solve that problems, you don't understand how ERP systems work and how they can help you, wherever system you choose, you will fail.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why the problem is not the solution. The problem is the client and the implementator.
And culture as well, I guess, right? Like the, well, maybe culture is not the right word, but no matter how much money you spend on fancy ERP system, and like the SAPs of the world can be like hundreds of thousands of dollars to implement, unless you adopt the right system and business culture within your company,
yeah,
if you're not constantly deviating away from the procedures that you should be following in order to have the most effective business workflow, SAP is not going to save you, is what you're saying, I guess.
Of course, yeah. SAP will make things worse.
Yeah.
And that's for sure. I know that several companies in Armenia tried to implement an SAP system, and I don't know any company that succeeded with it.
Mm.
Because SAP is a very big and complicated solution, and you need to have a great specialist to succeed,
yeah,
in it. That's why I usually say don't start with digitalization, start with creating a management system. Mm. Start with systematization, and the digitalization is the second step. If you don't know how your business works without digital tools, you can't implement digital tools or your systems, etc. That's why the first step is creating a proper management system that works well enough without any digital tools. And the second, go digital.
Very well said. Last question, Haik. In 5 years, if you could see just one change in Armenia's business systems, I guess you could say, what would it be? What would be the most impactful change you could see in 5 years?
I'd like to see more educated and professional managers in Armenia, because managers are people who drive business.
Management first, digitization second.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Haik.
Thank you too.